Come get on the train.
Wait a minute.
Hit it.
Welcome into the Sports Buffoons Podcast. Yo, let's get going out there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the world. Welcome on into Sports Buffoon Studios here out of Lenexa, Kansas, of course, once again. Thank goodness we got the full group with us. We got Jason JG to my left and Tanner Dawson to my right. What's going on, fellas?
What up, what up?
Drinking the buzz balls, man.
Buzz balls, as usual. I used to ask everyone here at the table, you know, what is their drink of choice? And sometimes I still do, but it seems like lately it's been a lot of the same thing, so we're not going to surprise you by any means.
I feel like it's like the movie Groundhog Day, where it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like our Wednesday night show for the last 4 years or 3 years, whatever.
See, originally when we began the show, you guys, back in the day, the idea was to have a different drink all the time for every week, like one cool, unique beer that we haven't had before. We tried that for like a little while,
could,
I think, and
could
then
you imagine 3 years of that.
Well, that how many beers
would we run out?
We wouldn't run out,
but it'd be harder to find.
Wouldn't have ran out, but it would have been more of like a thing where it's like, man, I'm getting tired of drinking all these different beers all the time. Some of them I don't even like.
I think the moral of the story is there's so many shitty beers out there. You don't want to try a different beer
right.
every single week for 3 years. You probably get tired of it.
Sometimes you get forced to drink shitty beers because the place you go to doesn't have the ones you want. So you have no choice, you know.
It happens.
Every once in a while. But, guys, starting off the show, I just want to say I found myself in a little bit of a pickle the last couple weekends. And what I mean by that is I bet some people out there can relate a little bit to this. But, man, the first few Sundays after the Super Bowl, especially as Chiefs fans, and I find myself like, what do I do with myself, man, on a Sunday? I don't want to just lay around all day because I get bored. Like I said, NASCAR's on. I know we talked about this before, but like the more it happens now, this is how many weeks in a row is this? Three weeks? 3 weeks in a row that this has happened now. And I'm still not getting to where I know what the hell to do with myself. Like I need to find a new hobby. I need to get into like knitting or crocheting. I have some artwork I could probably work on, probably. Otherwise, I mean, am I just going to sit there and look at crypto all day? I'm like, what am I going to do with myself to consume time on a Sunday? But I don't want to waste Sunday either because I got to go to work on Monday. And, you know, what do you guys do? I mean, what do we do? I know we talked about this before, but I need new ideas.
I used to have a lot of different hobbies. I mean, I had so many side gigs that I didn't know what to do with myself. And eventually, I tried to wean one off.
That's a good point.
A little bit at a time. You know, I used to be a big card collector, and I still am, but I was selling that stuff. I was flipping it on eBay, and then I used to do these secret shopper jobs like you and I used to do.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm just, my only hobby that I have is stacking chips, just like these right here. That's my only hobby. So if I get bored, I go out, I go to the casino and I start stacking chips. And that's the only thing I care about right now. Between that and crypto, to your point, it's a pretty big deal right now. So, well, I don't know. What would you call that, Tanner? Stacking tokens. We're going to start stacking tokens. And then we stack chips over here, and then I stack tokens and Bitcoin and all that stuff.
They're still technically coins, just electronic. So you're still stacking coins.
You got to stack something. That's the only hobby.
I wouldn't say tokens. I would say more coins. It's just electronic.
You can't stack too many beers, otherwise you'd be an alcoholic.
That's what I mean. Like, so Sundays.
No offense, Tanner, by the way.
I don't want to just go stack beers on Sundays. I mean, gosh.
Because you're talking to me, you're drinking the Diet Dr. Pepper on a Wednesday.
Finally, well, Tanner, about time you wean yourself
he's
off.
He's still
all
in recovery.
Stuff.
You're still in recovery mode, man.
No, normally. I went out. My dad retired Monday. He retired, but his official work party was Monday night. So we got there, met a lot of his work people, hung out. So that was really cool. So I drank Monday this week instead of Wednesday.
That's always fun. Happy retirement to Mr. Mike from our fantasy lead, Mr. Mike Dawson.
That's right. Now he has more time on his hands for our fantasy league.
So, okay, so Mike now is going to have more time to focus on fantasy. He's probably going to win the league next year.
He ain't going to win the league next year.
Oh, well, maybe. I mean, I know when I had more time that 1 year. I went undefeated.
You did.
I went undefeated the year I had more time. It just happened to be that way. So,
you know, for me, though, on like it is weird, though, not setting a time to go sit down on a Sunday and watch the Chiefs play, right? So I don't get to watch every game, obviously, with being a dad and stuff. But, you know, I always did have my time between whatever certain time range the Chiefs were on. I'd sit down and I'd be – my time range where I sit down and do with the game. But it's kind of cool because I'm editing for Basement Brew Fantasy Football. So I'm still kind of still in football mode because that's all we're talking about is football. And so I'm hearing now all the off-season moves and stuff like that. So it's, to me, it's not, it doesn't seem as bad as what you have, where I'm not as quite as missing the Saturday, Sunday stuff. But it still feels weird at the end of a Sunday that I didn't sit down and watch.
I think
football.
Scott said right there. He said he hit a 13-team college basketball parlay,
baseball parlay.
Oh, baseball. And then the other thing he was saying, I should start a book club. Apparently,
yeah, you should start a book club. It's a great suggestion, Scott.
I could spend more time at the library. That'd probably be a good idea.
I mean, I know what you should do, but I don't think you would do
it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like COVID kind of killed libraries for a while. Like, I remember, like, I used to really be into going to the library, and then one time went to the library during COVID.
Or is it just technology?
I like my paper. I like to feel the hardness in my hands.
Yeah, but you can get all that stuff on YouTube and the audio.
I know, but that's too easy. I want to physically go in there, and I'm going to care more about that
damn
book.
You want to search for the
book. If I touch it and feel it and get to flip through the pages and flick my finger and flick. You know what I'm saying?
You don't even library membership. Just go to Borders and go find your book and sit there.
Borders?
Yeah, Borders. And just
that place still exists?
Borders even around still?
Town Center.
Because I know the other.
I thought that was Barnes and Noble.
Oh, maybe it's Barnes.
I was going to say Borders.
Maybe Barnes and Nobles. My bad.
Borders
so,
closed
down
a long
again,
time ago.
Still in recovery mode, drinking his Diet Dr. Pepper.
I don't go to those stores.
Can't even
I'm
talk
saying,
right now.
I don't name places because I don't go to very often. But anyways, I was thinking for you. I mean,
gambling books.
You could start a Chiefs podcast.
Start a Chiefs podcast in the off season.
Something named like Settling in the Kingdom. And something that you could continue on through the season.
I don't think that would ever work. I don't know about all that. I don't think it sounds like a good idea. I think there's a guy that already makes that kind of stuff. What's his name? How about those Chiefs or something like
that?
That
guy,
so,
well, you could be just like him with different takes.
We'll try. I think I need to shave my head more and then probably lose a few pounds and then we grow out my beard and maybe I have a chance. So we'll see.
I used to go to the library all the time and read gambling books, dude. Like there's a lot of different theories
that
you can read
about. What I mean, Tanner, I used to love hanging out in the library. Like I loved it. Like I'd go walk through all the damn thing. I'd find random books all the time and there's chairs and couches everywhere.
Yeah.
Sit around and read. And I loved doing that. And I remember going during COVID at one point and it was like all blocked off to where you could only get it to go. And I was like, I don't want it to go, man. I want to be able to sit in this damn library in your chairs, in your comfy atmosphere and hang out. And I couldn't do it anymore. And then I just kind of stopped. I just stopped going to the library, stopped renting books.
Does your city have a
library? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got one.
Okay.
Yep. I got one. I don't know if they're fully functioning, though. I feel like it's kind of like, you know, some things about COVID have just stuck around forever and has been part of our society. I feel like maybe libraries have been the same way, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Scott says, how about going to the KC Royals game every Sunday? Hey, it might be decent enough to do that, maybe.
Royals this year?
It might be decent enough to do that.
What do you guys think of this? The current projected over-under on wins for the Royals this year is 73.5.
I'd take the over.
Based on the sports books. 73.5, man.
I take the
over. That's just a dart throw. You could go either way on that.
This team is – we don't know what to expect right now.
They
expect better than last year, of course.
They are banged up right now. I can tell you that much.
How are they already banged up?
There seems a lot of injuries happening. Well, they're playing spring training games.
It's been 10 days.
They're playing spring training games.
I understand
that. You can still get banged up. Yeah, but you still have injuries.
To me, that's actually a good sign.
Yeah,
if you're going to be banged up, you want to be banged up in spring training, not
or you have lingering injuries
in June. You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're still working out. You're still moving your muscles, dude.
I'm all about the Royals, man. Like that's what I'm thinking about.
We'll have to get a big preview going towards the end of the month when the season starts. So,
yeah, we'll get something going on with that. I have noticed. If I don't know the exact record right now, but the Royals have been winning most of their games in spring training, but then again, that seems to be in most years, so no big deal. I think Mr. Flint Eastwood had a comment.
Scott, real quick, says take the Red Sox under, which is 82.5 wins. There is no way they will reach that number.
I believe Scott on that. Scott,
I do too.
It's inflated. Yeah, it sounds like it's inflated.
I believe that one.
And then Flint Eastwood says cheap GA tickets at Sporting are $30.
GA, Tanner, not GA like the one you're thinking of. He means general admission.
Yeah. Okay. Not Georgia.
No, I thought.
I assume that's what you were thinking. I was thinking.
No, no, we're never mind. We'll skip that topic. Okay. So.
But I don't think I'm going to watch Sporting.
No Sporting for you, Tanner.
GA. I think I'll wait for
GA stands for guaranteed asshole right over here. Yeah. That's what that stands for.
I do like. Okay, Scott also just mentioned the movies. I could get down with that. I'm a movie guy. I like watching movies. I like going to the theater to watch movies primarily. So
that's the last time I went to the movies.
I'll probably do more of that for sure during this Sunday off season. Honestly, what I do on those Sundays so far, I watch NASCAR, and then at night I watch, or in the afternoon I watch NBA as well. So that's just what I do. I kind of fill my day with NASCAR because the girlfriend loves NASCAR, and then NBA after that because I'm watching whatever game's on that night. But yeah. Otherwise, man, it's not like it's stuff I care about. You know, I'm not deep in love with it like I am with football. So I just need to figure it out.
All right, well, we got to continue because that's 12 minutes in here. So
we got
some good stuff.
I just wanted to sulk for a few minutes, I guess.
I know, it's weird. I get it. That's fine. I'm fair with it. It's weird.
That's fine. I'll get this, guys, this weekend I promise to get it figured out. You won't. And I'm not going to bring this up.
You won't.
I'm not going to bring this up again next week.
We'll be in Mike's therapy session next Wednesday.
Yeah. I get through it eventually. You know, normally, here's what's going to happen. The free agency is going to begin. Mm-hmm. Starting here this coming up week. And so once that begins and that gets rolling, I'm going to have something else to think about, something else to worry about.
Starts Tuesday, right?
My Sundays, new league year begins March 12th.
Okay, yeah.
And so I think after that point, I'll have something else to think about and worry about and care about, and I'm not going to so much worry about
draft prep, dude. Else, draft prep.
Right. We're going to have the NFL draft coming up. We had the combine, which was nice to see. Ladd McConkey ran a 4.39, which I was surprised actually to see that. I did not know what his height, weight, and size, and everything was going to turn out to be.
You know, I didn't.
He was bigger than I thought he was going
to
be.
Didn't get a chance to tune in.
He's a little over 5'11 in the 186 weight range, and then ran a 4.39, which now people are over here getting excited about McConkey because he had a good combine.
I'll probably start my prep here next week.
How did we feel about the official breaking of the record of the 40-yard dash? A 4.21 by Xavier Worthy.
They're only going to get faster, man. Going to get faster.
But I mean, does it make you? The potential, the idea was in a lot of mock drafts before this was he could be a Chief. It would make sense. The Chiefs want a deep threat to replace Marquez.
This reminds me of the whole reason. I can't remember who the hell name it was. It was not too – I mean, it was maybe 10 years ago. The whole reason the Raiders picked a certain guy was because he ran fastest in the combine.
Yeah, Darius Hayward Bay.
Yeah, there you go. And then John Ross the fastest – you know, on top of that,
John Ross turned out to be a total bust.
Like it's just that kind of stuff I hear. I'm like
Hayward Bay's issue was he was literally only a straight line runner. Like he couldn't do anything else at all. And
he was like that in Pittsburgh too.
Back in the day when I was a little amateur scout myself, I was totally against Darius Hayward Bay. I could not stand him as a prospect. I thought he sucked in every single way. And whenever he was taken by the Raiders, I was happy. I was like, all right, he's really fast. But, I mean, he can't do anything but run fast, and that's about it. And I think it's the difference between being a great athlete and a great football player. I think Worthy could be still a good football player. I don't know. I'm not going to totally write him off. I mean, why would you do that?
I kind of got to dig into it more. I really got to dig into it more. So,
yeah, we'll see.
What do you guys think about Tom Brady running a faster 40 time right now than he ran at his combine?
He's in better shape.
He got it down to a 5.1.
He's
something.
In way better shape than he was back in the combine.
Yeah, that's pretty cool for sure. I mean, back in Michigan, man, that dude, he was a party animal. I mean, Tom Brady was a party animal. I don't think he knew a goddamn thing about nutrition until he got to the NFL.
Yeah.
And once he got to the NFL, he fucking really, you know, changes lifestyle in a lot of ways when it comes to that kind of stuff. And
it's impressive, though.
Yeah. I think that was the biggest change. And he met Giselle, of course. Giselle being a fitness model, and I think Giselle's lifestyle also helped him along the way. Even though they're no longer together, he's got some great young stuff going instead these days. You know what I'm saying?
There's a team available for him. He needs to come out of retirement.
I think it's great.
He starts his
Tom's
broadcasting this year. Because he took his vacation. Now he starts his broadcasting.
There's some teams
contract.
That are desperate for a quarterback right now. I think he needs to come out of retirement.
The thing is, if Tom doesn't want to, he doesn't need to. And If he wants to, I guarantee there's going to be takers, but he doesn't want to.
You're playing with house money. Your legacy is set in stone. You could piss off and go play for the Raiders right now. And your legacy.
Why would you want to go out that way? That's where careers go to die.
No, he's not going out. He's not going out that way. He's already left. He's gone.
I know. Okay.
This is a completely separate.
Why would you waste your time?
This is like Michael Jordan on the Wizards. Do you really think people give a shit about what Jordan did on the Wizards? No.
You know, that was sad. That was very sad to see Michael Jordan in this.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was.
You thought it was sad to watch him put up 50 points a game as a 40-year-old?
I mean, he didn't win, but he.
Have you ever seen LeBron James?
It was not the same situation.
LeBron's never going to put up a 50 burger at age 40.
Westbrook was putting up huge numbers a couple of years ago. I mean, we're the only guy on the team, then you can do that.
I would like to see him come back because I don't think it affects his legacy at all, man.
He also retired twice, so.
Yeah, he did. That's true.
He had a lot of extra breaks.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's why he needs to come back the third time, just like Jordan.
Who, LeBron?
No, Brady.
Oh, Brady.
Brady retired twice.
I mean, but he didn't have the breaks like Jordan did. He didn't have the year off.
Just he needs to go play for somebody, man.
All right, guys. Should we talk about something else for a few minutes?
We got to
get off the Raiders.
He's replacing Greg Olsen. We're going to hear him this year.
There it is. Carolina. He needs a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. I mean, needs.
Oh, my God.
They need a quarterback.
What, so they can win 7 games?
I don't know, dude. I did a edit for the Carolina Panthers head coach. I'm kind of bought in with it.
If you think they're going to win
it's
7,
some interesting shit
for Brady would get you to 10, yeah. 9 or 10.
It's an interesting part of this Carolina head coach that might
throw Tom Brady in there. Let's just see what happens.
Good Lord.
Throw him in there.
We're over this. This is why, guys, in the comments, we had some comments last week after the show that watched the show once it was recorded. They were giving us some crap about the buffoonery that goes on here.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I was trying to tell the people.
We didn't have any buffoonery last week.
Well, no. But what I was trying to tell the people was like, I was like, look, here's the thing. Is that we're called the sports buffoons for a reason. We're not going to sit here and necessarily give you all the analytics. We can do that, but that's going to get pretty boring, right? You have ESPN and you have all the other apps on your phone for all that shit. We're here so that we can be buffoons for you people out there listening.
And we can
so
give more opinion-based.
We can give it random stupid opinions. Sometimes stupid opinions, Jason,
sometimes
right?
Buffoon.
Every once in a while, stupid opinions.
We're going to give you...
Bench Justin Tucker.
That's what we're... Yes. Bench Justin Tucker.
The reason why we're here is we're going to give you the best analysis that you've ever heard in your life, okay? And then on other days, we're going to give you the absolute worst analysis that you could ever imagine.
Right.
And it's up to you
to
decide.
It's up to you to figure it
which
out.
Which is which.
Because we know what the real opinions are, but it's up to you to figure it out, people out there listening.
Starsky's out here. Starsky says, Brady and Brown, let's go. Brady and Brown, let's go. And then,
hey, would you do that? Get AB back with Brady on some random NFL
Raiders.
No, I thought he meant Jim Brown. Is he still alive? Oh, no. He's not.
Scott
Antonio Brown. There you go.
OJ Simpson.
Scott did ask, JG, isn't Brady in a wheelchair now?
Well, that's what I told a guy at the bar the other day, that the Buffalo Bills haven't actually accomplished anything in life since OJ Simpson. That was kind of like my point. I feel sorry for the Bills.
I will give you guys one thing, like one little fact is Eric Dickerson holds the all-time rushing record with 2,105 rushing yards in a single season. I think it was in 1984. But O.J. Simpson actually holds the record for most rushing yards per game in a season. They obviously were doing a 14-game season at that time. So O.J. Simpson had over 2,000 yards that year. So technically, if we had played a 16-game season, O.J. Simpson would still be the highest rushing running back of all time in a single year.
Yep.
And the NFL could do nothing about it. They couldn't wash him away like WWE did with Hulk Hogan at one point.
Yeah.
For racist remarks, you know what I mean? They couldn't wash him away, like, because the NFL would try to wash him away, like just like MLB with Bonds, you know, stuff like that. Can't ever do that.
But I mean, he still is.
Away Bonds? You're talking about?
Well, because the MLB they feel ashamed because they know Bonds took steroids.
They don't actually know that. Like, that was never proven. That's not a proven fact that he did steroids.
It's pretty proven. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Jose Canseco did take steroids, though, because his ex-wife talked about his small balls. They shrink your balls when you take steroids, and she's got visual proof of that.
Still the best era of baseball. Still the best era of baseball.
It was. The old Griffey.
The Bash Brothers.
The best era of baseball was the 90s.
Yeah.
Was the 90s.
A Botkins and JG show, Scott? That sounds...
I do like the idea of that. That's like anything goes.
Like just
that.
You and Botkins? What would
Saturday mornings.
How would that go?
JG and
Saturday
Botkins.
Mornings?
I'm pretty sure
drinking his Manhattan.
I'm pretty sure 9 a.m. and pour a drink.
9 a.m.
Pretty sure the last time I was on a Botkins show, I made some inappropriate comments. So that might be a Super Bowl show. That might be a good watch.
Outlandish outtakes. Yeah, I know. The LTS Network.
Well,
sure
Botkins did. I feel bad about this because we had such a party for the draft that Botkins bought us all pizza, and I was too drunk to realize whenever I walked into the room. These were full pizzas in the pizza box, and I was starving. I was hungry, and I was like, there's no pizza, and there's no pizza. And there's a bunch of boxes sitting right there, and somehow I missed all of them. And, like, no one ate the pizzas. I felt bad. I don't know how much you spent on that. She was fucking DoorDash.
Well, he ate it, and then he fell asleep with a box on his stomach.
Oh, that's what I thought. So I looked at his ass on the bed, passed out with a pizza box.
And I opened the window because it smelled like freaking pizza in there.
Pizza or what else?
No, it's pizza. Okay, it was mainly pizza.
I saw his ass with the pizza box.
I just couldn't do it, man.
And I saw the pizza was all gone, but I didn't realize there was like four other pizza boxes sitting there on the counter. That I walked out of the room and never saw again. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, I'm going to go to a vending machine.
You went to a vending machine. Give me some chips. I even told you, we walked in, there's pizza right there. And you're like, I got to go.
Dude, it was the draft. Like, I knew what I was doing that day.
We'll do it again. We're going to do it again next year. So, I'll see what happens.
We're going to Green Bay for that shit.
Order some pizzas next year, too.
And more people.
I feel like we owe Botkins some pizzas because he bought us. I think he was trying to be nice and buy us all. And we just. We forgot about it.
Four or five pizzas.
Why didn't you guys eat them? You guys should have told me.
I was drunk.
I was.
I didn't want any.
Well,
I didn't want any, though.
Don't let me feel left out, because that means we were all drunk.
At least I noticed they were there. I just didn't want any.
You should have told me. You should have, like, thrown it in my fucking face.
I got to, like, just open it up and stuff it?
I was trying to get Funyuns out of the vending machine.
I was trying to tell you there's pizza, and you just
And I'm starving.
That was a bad hotel. I probably did not eat the pizza because of
We've
the
stayed
musty.
Worse, though.
There was a musty smell in that
we
hotel.
Stayed in worse.
That's why I didn't want to eat the pizza.
Well,
not much.
It wasn't
not much. Only when they had drug dealers outside of our room, like knocking on our door and like sleeping out on the concrete. That was the worst hotel.
That was not in Kansas City, though.
I know it wasn't. But the draft hotel was the second worst hotel that I've ever stayed.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
Hey, let's focus up, guys. Jesus.
All right. Let's talk Chiefs for a few minutes, you guys. Good Lord. All right. So we have some news, obviously, throughout the week that came out. We now know Legarius Sneed is officially tagged. We said last week he would be. Now he's officially tagged. Seems like a lot of teams have a lot of interest in Legarius Sneed, as they should. I mean, I would if I was a GM, knowing what we know about Legarius Sneed. He was the most productive corner on a down-to-down basis and allowed zero touchdowns and locked down the other team's number one receiver in all the
Big
games
names.
He played in. There might have been
Justin
a couple receivers
Chase.
That had a decent game here and there, but Sneed was the man. And penalties be damned. We don't really care about the penalties because there was a few. He was kind of picked on for a minute, but he's a physical corner, man. He's got good size. That's just kind of his style of play, and I promise you, it's worth it. His penalties that we deal with is worth it. So there's seven teams that are interested, though. Sounds like it could be a fit with the Vikings. It sounds like the Vikings are a team that's interested. Miami Dolphins are also interested in this as well.
Tennessee Titans.
Who else do we have in mind? Who else has come up?
Vikings, Dolphins,
talks?
Titans, Jaguars.
Steelers. I thought Steelers.
I don't know.
The Steelers, one of them. I don't know all the teams off the top of my head. Not that all of them have been announced publicly, but those are the ones we know for sure, at least, that have had talks with the situation ongoing.
There was a list of five teams.
That's probably all we know at the moment.
So it was because you got, you know, Detroit, Atlanta.
I think the Bears might have been
Colts,
involved.
The Vikings. Oh, there's more than five. The Titans and the Patriots as well.
Patriots, that's another one, yes.
Yes.
Which would be a good fit there, I think. But anyways, so with this being said, his cap hit right now as a franchise tag player is $19 million, which is not a bad deal by any means for what he's going to provide if we were to keep him. But with that said, we're going to assume he's going to be traded. What would be the bare minimum you'd accept for a Legarius Sneed trade? Basically getting him off the books, getting a draft pick in return, and not to worry about paying him to a long-term deal, therefore allowing you the money to take care of Chris Jones and get him the extension that he wants.
I'm taking nothing less than a one. Otherwise, I'm going to let him play under the franchise tag. And I know you guys are probably willing to take a little bit less than that. I'm not. I mean, he's an elite corner in this league. And if nobody is able to bid this thing up to a one, then I'm not doing a deal. I'll just keep him.
Well, the fact is that there's so many teams that are interested in Snead, you can make that into a bidding war of your own as a team with control of the rights to him. And so, like, to me, I'm going to say, well, we just got offered this here for Snead. Throw it back at you. So what's the best you can do? Work this thing up somehow as much as you can. I mean, if it means, to me, I'm going to say this, if we can make a deal where we get something like a mid-round two or even a late two this year, but give me a one for the year after, I'm all about that.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll take that all day hell long. Yeah, I don't care if we have to wait a year to get that one.
No.
But if we get totally a one out of this deal one way or the other.
It's a one. Hey. A one is
all
a one.
About that.
I don't care when.
We know that going forward as a Chiefs fan, we're going to be picking in the back half of the first round every single year.
Correct.
Probably bottom 10, no matter what, every single year. And so the fact is these other teams in the league are all just random. It's all a we'll see what happens. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, we have this year with the draft, the team that traded ended up getting the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, the Bears.
The Bears.
Yep.
Got the Panthers.
And then you got
one pick.
The 1-9
Yeah.
They ended up with.
Right. And so you never know. Like, the rest of the teams in the NFL are random and go ahead and get their one, and you never know where they're going to fall. And so to me, I'm not so much worried about getting a pick this year. I'll take even a third this year. Early third would be preferable. And then a one next year. All day long.
Totally with you on that.
I don't mind
as long as I get a one, I don't care when it happens. Yeah. I just want the one because that's the value.
Right. Hmm. So what are your thoughts, Tanner, on that?
First, I just want to say I'm all for Snead getting paid, if not by us, at least by somebody and getting his bank in. Second off, I think the more realistic approach is going to be a 2 and a 5 or maybe a 2 and a 4.
Yeah.
In the end, I would love the one. I would take the one just like Mike said a year from now, but I think it's gonna be more of a 2 and a 4, 2 and a 5.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that's the realistic approach. I think that's probably what you're gonna get the most out of this situation. But like I said, it's gonna be one of those things where what we're getting is getting to avoid the big payout.
Big payout. Yep.
Saving that money to use towards free agency as well as keeping Chris Jones.
You also got Creed and Smith.
Creed and Trey Smith.
Extension available this year as well. So you might try to get something done this year too.
Yep. Yeah, I could see that happening. I mean, it'd be nice to have that flexibility. At the same time, it's going to hurt to see LeJarius Sneed go. I think he's really just such a awesome vital piece of the secondary we've had. And I know we have a good secondary on this team, and Veach has done a good job, but I just would hate to see a player like that go because
all good
things have to come to an end, I guess.
It'd be a bummer. To see for sure.
Yeah, so what do you got as far as free agency goes, Tanner? You got some guys in mind, four good fits for the Chiefs roster right now, the way we're going to need to mold this thing, because we have quite a few guys really on this team right now that are going to be free agents.
Yeah.
Themselves. I don't know who's going to be returning yet. Like I said, Marquez is gone.
Right now we're probably thinking, Justin Watson, Ross, of course Rice, and Sky Moore is probably your returning wide receivers, right? If you look at more of that way, that round. So if you look at that position there, a few guys out there, there are still possibilities. Calvin Ridley coming off a deal that was the same exact deal as MVS was last year, and he had a little bit more productivity. We could have him come into play. Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown.
Nah.
He's now. Nah. He's only played with Kyler, one full year, a year and a half? Because he didn't start with Kyler, and then he was hurt towards the end.
Yeah, he just ain't.
But
like
he's a guy I could see the Chiefs go after because he's a small, fast guy, but he's also been shown capabilities at times to be a good playmaker there for that there. I would also like the cheaper option, which I wouldn't mind, maybe a combo even, of trying to get Mooney and Boyd. Boyd even said that he would take less to stay on a contender team, so maybe that's a possibility there as well. Those are just a few names that they're out there that I've seen out there. Oh, maybe a Curtis Samuel, possibly for a cheaper deal too. I wouldn't. It's not really my favorite one though.
Yeah. So those are your main guys off the top of your head, though, that you have
for
interest
for
in
receivers.
Personally?
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. I think I would like the idea of having a guy come in that's going to be more of your reliable. I feel like reliable anyways. A Kendrick Bourne would be a good fit for this team. He's going to be really cheap. The current spot track projected market value is $4.8 million, which is super cheap, you guys. So the current idea of the market value is 3 years, $14.6 million, which I think is just good value as far as for the type of player he'd represent for this team, and just kind of that reliable option for the roster. He's not going to do anything explosive. He's not going to do anything flashy. He's not really that kind of guy, but he can make plays when you need him. I think another interesting one would be Jakeem Grant, and I say that because I think he would be a replacement for Hardman. Also, keep in mind, Jakeem Grant played with Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech.
But he's also struggled on the being healthy end throughout the season, which has killed his career, really.
Yeah, no, and a lot of these guys have a lot of flaws, man. That's kind of the name of the game when you start looking at this free agency class. So I don't know. I think those would be my two guys to watch potentially be fits for the roster. I do not want anything to do with Gabe Davis. I have no interest in him.
I have zero interest
in him. I don't know if you guys do.
I could care less.
I think KJ Osborne is another guy that we could see potentially.
What about DJ Chark?
Well, speaking of injuries, man, I mean, what do you want? I mean, his physicality, he looks like he should be Randy Moss, but, you know, he's never going to – he had that one great year like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And that'll never happen again. I promise you. It's over.
He was decently effective towards the end of the year last year with Carolina. So,
Jason, I want to ask you a question. One of your coworkers actually asked me about my thoughts on Saquon Barkley coming to the Chiefs and how the fit would fit in as far as the idea of his usage, how that would come about. Like, how basically, Barkley would be used primarily, in his mind, as a slot receiver, and then the other 30% of his snaps would be as a running back. Do you think there's a fit there? Because I think you're paying about $14 to $15 million a year potentially for a guy who is going to be a hybrid receiver running back, which we've seen before in some ways. Percy Harvin was that way. C-Mac, I guess, was that way. Or even then, C-Mac, though, he's a running back on 70%.
Cordell Patterson.
Sure. There you go. That's probably a better.
I think that's better.
Cordell Patterson's probably a better example.
Yeah, maybe the high end being close to what C-Mac is.
Yeah,
the expectations would be C-Mac. What you might get is a Cordell.
So, what do you think about Saquon to the Chiefs? Any idea on that?
That's too much money, and too much money, and too much risk. I hate guys with that type of injury history, and I think the bulk of his usage would probably be on injured reserve. So I'm totally out on that. I mean, I do agree with you guys on Kendrick Bourne and Darnell Mooney. Mm-hmm. I'd be okay with one of those two guys, but for me right now, I'd be all in on Calvin Ridley.
Do we agree on keeping it cheap on the receiver end and looking to spend money elsewhere on the team? Is this kind of what we're?
I'm totally fine
about?
With it. I mean, if we bring in like a guy like he was talking about, Kendrick Bourne,
yeah.
I mean, it's what the Chiefs have been doing. Like, you're basically buying a lottery ticket. You bought a lottery ticket on MVS. You bought a lottery ticket on what's-his-nuts, Kadarius Toney. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But I think a guy like Kendrick Bourne, you're just purchasing a lottery ticket. And that lottery ticket could pay off on the cheap. And so that may be the direction that they decide to go. If they can't bring in a guy like Calvin Ridley,
yeah, no matter what, you're going to have to draft a receiver early.
No, you're going to. Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily think they will.
I think you got to go in the first three rounds, no matter what, though.
Oh, I think you go third round,
no matter what, because Rashee Rice had an awesome rookie year. You guys, I think Rashee Rice can be essentially your Keenan Allen of the offense in a lot of ways. I think he's got that type of yak upside because if you guys remember when Keenan Allen first came into the league. He was used in those shallow crossing routes. He was constantly used in the yak game all the time. And then they end up getting Mike Williams down the road, of course. And I think, you know, obviously Vincent Jackson was there during part of that as well. But I think to have another guy that could be opposite of Rashee Rice to take some of that pressure off would be huge, especially with Travis Kelce's career getting closer to the end. The receiving game is going to be reliant on the wide receivers yeah. here in the next couple of years coming up. So
why don't you think they're going to take a receiver early, Tanner? Because I think that historically they've missed on guys like Mecole Hardman, Sky Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're more likely to just say, hey, we screwed up on those two picks and just give up? Because I don't see it that way. I think that, again, you're playing the lottery here. No. Why would you give up on that strategy if you've already missed on two guys like that? Well, then you hit on a guy like Rashee Rice. Why would you quit on that strategy?
Because I think there's going to be more important positions to cover when it comes draft time that you have to hit higher on. You might have to hit a lineman on. We may not have a left tackle by the time draft comes along. We might need a defensive guy by then as well. So you might look at the first two picks being a defensive style, maybe an O-line guy as well at some point. So, cause our, God damn it, left guard.
Joe Tooney.
Isn't this his final year?
Yeah. I mean, Joe Tooney's also getting older as well. And as good a player as he is, he finally had tore his pec, obviously. Yeah,
he finally had a big injury.
So, and he asked him to miss some time.
So you might be looking at a guy to maybe fill in there. You might be looking at a guy to start a left tackle.
But you're also...
I'm not wanting a guard with my first round pick.
No, you don't want it, but I'm just saying I don't see a receiver coming into play.
You're also at some point trying to replace another pass catcher in Travis Kelce. And so you can't just sit there and say, well, we got Rashee Rice. We're good to go.
There's nobody in this draft outside of Bowers.
You've got to look towards the future and look at this draft, Tanner, on the fact that he's a pass catcher.
So I said pass catcher.
Kelsey's not going to be here forever, dude.
No.
He's probably going to take a step back right now. You can't just run this team with Rashee Rice and that's it. You have to continue to take chances on these wide receivers, because this is a deep wide receiver draft. You've got to get...
Well, if it's deep, then you can wait.
And that's
fine.
You
have to think about that, right?
Yeah, but how long are you going to wait, though? I mean, third round, maybe.
We say that every year about the receiving class. It's like, oh, well, because...
Everything's deep.
Everything's deep.
There's so much athletic then, so...
I think we got lucky getting Rice where we did last year, and we're lucky that he fell to where he was. Just like we were idiots for taking Sky Moore. In that point, we took Sky Moore.
Correct.
There was other guys on the board that would have been better, for sure.
Correct.
But Scott had a couple of comments. I can't read them from here.
It says, Kendrick Bourne was extremely good here in New England. That would be a great fit. He also says, you guys entertain the offer of trade up to draft Bowers.
Yeah, I've heard Bowers is going to go somewhere in the mid-round.
Yeah.
Is what we've been hearing. Bowers decided not to run the 40.
Correct.
Right? The assumption is he's probably in the 4.5s.
I would say probably
somewhere around there.
4.5, 4.6. That's super fast. But he's still pretty quick for a tight end.
I don't know. He's pretty quick. I bet he's in the 4.5s. Low 4.5s, actually.
Well, yeah.
I bet he's like a 4.52 kind of guy.
Kind of guy?
If I had to guess.
I don't know. I know Kelsey's agent and stuff, but I just don't feel like we would be willing to give up potential picks for next year to go up and get a guy like a tight end.
I don't know what it required to move up from 32 to 17, you know?
I think he goes up further than that. I think you're talking about 14 or 15.
If that's the case, I don't think I would do it. I would rather move up about 10 spots to get a wide receiver. Like, let's pretend Adonai Mitchell falls to that point, who ran a 4.35 in the 40 and, you know, big, you know, physical receiver, great red zone threat. We've seen him run fade routes there at Texas. I think he would be a really, really good fit and the kind of style of receiver we want on this team, opposite of Rashee Rice. And I think he's going to go somewhere in the early 20s, late teens at the moment. That's just my personal projection. I think I would like that more than I would worry about trying to get all the way to like 12 for Bowers personally.
Right.
So, but I do like the idea of trading up for a receiver if there's a guy kind of falling down the board. Next thing you know, you need to move up 10 spots. I'm all about it because – To me, it is still a major need for this team because we saw if Rashee Rice – pretend Rashee Rice was a total bust. Pretend like he sucked. Pretend for a moment that this thing was going to be just as bad as Sky Moore. How awful would this receiving roster have been without Rashee Rice? He saved the day. I mean, he was a superhero basically to bail us out in a lot of cases.
At that point, I would have done what I said earlier, which is just give up. Like, you're that bad at drafting receivers, I would give up at that point. let me give you a random thought here, okay? Somebody threw this out at me earlier today. Give or take a pick, some picks, would you give up Legarius Sneed to Atlanta for Kyle Pitts?
Give or take some pits or some picks?
Some yeah. Pits? Give or take some pits and some draft picks.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Take a chance.
No. Does he suck that bad, Pitts?
Well, you have a sure thing versus a thing that's really regressed.
But you're not going to keep him, right? Let's just say you're not keeping Legarius.
But he had shitball quarterbacks throwing to him. I mean, do you hold that against him, or is just you think he just sucks altogether?
I mean, you got to think about it. We have a top three corner in the NFL on this roster, and you're asking me, even positional value itself doesn't add up to me.
What about Kyle Pitts and a second round pick?
Yeah, I'd do that.
You would do
for
that.
For Sneed, I'd okay. do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd do that.
There it is. We just threw it out there, Atlanta.
So Atlanta,
you might want to pick up the phone.
If you want to say Pitts in a second, then
pick up the phone.
We'll do the deal. We'll do the deal.
That'd be interesting. What
they're on the board, right? Was Atlanta one of the teams that was interested?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Let's just stick with tight end here. I mean, is there anybody in the free agent list that you guys would take? A Jonnu Smith, maybe a cheap deal on Irv Smith or coming down the way or anything like that?
No. I mean, do you have any other better options? If not, then we're not doing none of that nonsense.
That's your list, Jason. Hunter Henry, Gerald Everett.
Hunter Henry, I would do that.
You like Hunter Henry better than Jonnu?
Yeah, slightly. Yeah. Yeah, I like Hunter Henry on that one a little more.
Hayden Hurst just got released as well.
Noah Fant is a guy I feel like is still somehow underachieved his
what he could have been.
I think it just maybe is what he is now, but he's a guy I always felt like had potential.
You think it's just maybe bad opportunities?
I would love as my number two tight end. I know Mike Gesicki would be a good number two tight end, in my opinion.
I'd be okay with that. Not spending a ton of money on any of these guys, but
maybe you show me a list with Mercedes Lewis on it, who is actually 64 years old. I'm pretty sure I don't need him as my tight end too.
If we get down to the 1 yard line, just run a fade, just throw it up in the air. Yeah. He's 6'8", man.
I love that.
If he's got some hops on him still, then we can make it work, you know. So it's kind of like when you're playing Madden, Tanner, and you realize there's still guys in the game that retired. It's like, why is he still on the game?
You know? I said that a few weeks ago. I was playing it, and I'm like.
Like why is
this guy the free agent?
Why is Tim Tebow still here?
I didn't have all NFL on.
Yeah, what the hell?
What do you think of offensive line guys? Tyron Smith, do we take a chance at the left tackle situation?
Hey, for the right price, I'd be all for it. My thing that I'm curious about with this team going forward, because a lot of great quarterbacks in their careers kind of had also franchise left tackles that were with them for a good majority of their career.
Yes.
And I feel like Patrick Mahomes' career, he's going to go his whole career and, like, never have a solidified left tackle that's there with him through the whole way. Like, I just don't think that's going to be a thing. I feel like he's going to rotate through these guys his whole career, and it's just going to be the way it is for the time. But I don't know if it's necessary. I mean, I want to have a good left tackle over there. I don't know how it's going to happen, though, to where it makes sense where you can keep a guy more than 2 years. Tyron Smith has had an injury history. We know about that.
Correct.
He's also getting older. But that's going to be, if we were to sign him, it's going to be a 2-year deal. Maybe a 1-year deal, even.
It'd be closer to a 1-year deal for sure.
I'm like, can we keep doing these 1-year deals with these guys forever? I don't know, man. That gets kind of annoying as well as a quarterback because, you know, certain guys block certain ways and his footwork is going to come, you know, with the expectation of knowing what to expect from that side of the formation. From that left tackle, and we can get away with what he can't get away with. So I think there's some continuity that could come into play there with the quarterback and offensive line that would be nice to have, you know, kind of like he's had the last couple of years with Creed and Trey. I mean, those guys have been very trustworthy, and Joe Tooney, of course. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. You can't have all pro across the entire five and have the best quarterback in the league that's highest paid or, you know, for the time being, I guess. Yeah. I think you're going to have weaknesses somewhere. And so that's why I think Joe Tooney will eventually leave because I think we're going to be able to spend that money somewhere else, maybe to fix up one of the ends at some point because Jawan Taylor is going to be here for another few years. But left tackle could be that spot where you can save that money on Tooney.
Or you take Taylor and move him to the left and go out and get a right tackle somewhere, a Trenton Brown,
The original idea was
Jonah Williams
was to move Jawan Taylor to the left, and they decided that wasn't going to work out. And so we ended up moving him back to the right and then getting Donovan Smith, who You know, it was probably never in the original plans when they when Juwan Taylor was signed.
Would you take Donovan Smith back?
Yeah. I guess.
Let's do a low ball offer and try to get Orlando Brown Jr. back.
Jesus.
Give him a low ball Larry offer.
Yeah, I'll pass
I'd take him back.
I'll take Eric Fisher over Orlando Brown Jr., man.
Orlando Brown Jr.'s sitting since he nicely paid. So
yeah, I'll take Eric Fisher on that one.
Too much of a
issue. We talked about Willie Rofe on the way over here. We should get Willie Rofe back over here.
He can still play.
He's only 52.
Rashawn Sheehy is still in his 40s, right? Or is he 50? I think he's still in his 40s.
You know what's fun about that is
we need some more running backs.
Rashawn Sheehy would have fit in well in the year of 2024. I feel like he would have been a lot of other people's favorite running back. Just
probably.
You know, name alone. You know, just kind of the world we live in. Oh, boy. And that's why we're the Sportsbook fans. Anyways, guys, what else you got?
I want to know real quick here, just where do you guys think some of these guys land in the end? Let's start with Saquon. Where do you think they land in the league?
Well, do we have good fits for that, man, or are we just going spitballing some random teams here?
Where do you think he has a good fit? Where do you think he lands? Like, what's your
– I mean, for Saquon, it's take the money, man. Like, you know –
throw him on Washington.
He's going to get offered. He's going to get offers from a lot of teams because a lot of teams see him as a guy who could be a split back. A lot of teams see him as a guy who could be a.
They're thinking a lot of teams are going to think of what the Niners did with C-Mac this last year. Especially
but it's not the same thing. Like Barkley and C-Mac are not the same thing. C-Mac was carrying the Carolina Panthers team and also been proven to be elite throughout his.
Barkley was carrying the Giants team too. So
throw him on one of these teams that's going to have a young quarterback. And you want to take some of the pressure off that line, throw them on Chicago or Washington.
What about L.A.? Chargers. Go with Harbaugh. Go with Roman. Roman is a running back.
I mean, they're going to let Eckler go.
Roman has always been a running back heavy offensive coordinator.
They can move on from Eckler because that's their plans, obviously.
That's actually a good fit because that entire team gets injured every year. So he would fit in well over there.
Yeah, there we go.
Just rotate in guys every three games, and it's your turn to get hurt.
I think the Chargers would be the fit for him, honestly.
Yeah, Chargers make sense. I don't know what the cap room looks like for them. But
I mean, you just brought on Harbaugh, you know, golden spotlight. Go out and get yourself a golden running back.
I got a feeling they might want Derrick Henry, actually. I mean, I could see them wanting a bruiser.
I could see Roman wanting them, too.
Wanting to pound the rock, I mean,
still
got another couple years left, I guess.
What about Dallas? What about the Cowboys? Cowboys taking one of those two guys, maybe Henry or Saquon.
Because
Pollard's not there anymore.
Right. I don't know. I could see Saquon fitting in pretty well. Henry with Dallas, I don't know how well that would go at this point. It's not like that old line is the way it used to be, so I don't know.
Jerry Jones would take either one of those guys. He doesn't care.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to
the highest bidder for
their services at that point for those guys. So
okay, let's stick with it. Josh Jacobs.
I like this one. I like Josh Jacobs' scenario because I feel like his career was halted in a lot of ways, even though he actually did lead the league in rushing one year. He's also still pretty young. So I think that Josh Jacobs has a good fit with just about anybody. I think he's still a good running back. I think he's been hindered by a pretty terrible organization, just like a lot of people do when they go to Vegas, L.A., Oakland, you know, all of the above. To me, I can't give you a specific team. I don't really know.
Cowboys or Chargers
would be the best fit.
Cowboys or Chargers.
Cowboys might be a good fit for Jacobs. I could see that on that one, but otherwise, man, it's the same situation. Like he's gonna be in a situation actually more where he will be used as a primary back. He's proven it over the course of his tenure at the Raiders. He's also young enough to do it, where I think that we've seen kind of the slow demise of workload with Derrick Henry, and Barkley probably can't handle the full workload. So I think Josh Jacobs will end up being a guy that goes to a team that sees him as their true number one back.
Interesting. Okay. I like it. Chase Young,
huh?
Does he stick around? Does he stay with 49ers? Does he resign somehow? Yeah. Or do you think he goes out and tries to get his own spot?
He's going to go elsewhere. I think the Niners themselves are going to say they didn't get enough value out of him during his time there. Chase Young's also, guys, in a lot of ways, think about it, he's underperformed in his career so far. Mm-hmm. Chase Young coming out of Ohio State, man, was a monster. I mean, I thought some big things out of him coming out of college.
I think he looked start of a monster as well, but then he got hurt. And ever since he got that big injury, it really killed him.
This could be the new Jadeveon Clowney of the league.
That's exactly in a lot of ways.
Where you perform, you don't perform, you perform, you
don't perform. And it takes you a while to get going, and it's like, we know you have potential to be elite.
You get a one-year deal every year.
For some reason, you can't just put it all together. Chase Young should be a Chief. Screw it, man. He should be a Chief. I'll take him.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine.
I think he's a Bronco in the end.
Go to the Broncos. Like I said, man, as a free agent, all you care about three things. You care about the money and the money.
In the years.
And then you care about, well, the years matter. And then maybe contender. You care about winning, because when you get to the playoffs, you get bonuses. So that's more money.
How much money are you giving me?
So if you go to a playoff contender who's going to be in the playoffs, you're going to get bonuses based on that as well.
Okay, I got two more. Devin White, linebacker that was with the Bucks. Ooh, I love free agent.
And love this is Devin a fun White. One. And Patrick Queen as well.
Yeah, Patrick Queen's out there.
There's also another one, which is a big one. Those are both fun linebackers to talk about. I honestly see the Bills. I see the Bills being a part of the mix here on at least one of those guys you just talked about. I don't think they're giving up yet, man. I think the Bills are one of those teams where even though they're seeing some things fall off a little bit and, you know, Gabe Davis would be gone, but they got Khalil Shakir. I mean, they still got playmakers there to work with. They feel like they're still just a couple pieces away from being able to just get over the hump
and beat
the Chiefs.
They are just a couple pieces away.
I see the Bills that they held on to Von Miller, restructured the contract, I guess. I see the Bills going after some more defense to really freaking make it tough for Kansas City. And Devin White also has Super Bowl experience against Patrick Mahomes with the mm-hmm. Buccaneers. So something LA. To think about.
Yeah, maybe something L.A. I could see the Rams. I could see as well as in the NFC, NFC North. Maybe a Vikings pickup or a Packers pickup, trying to grow one of those teams as well for me. So
Vikings are starting over, man. They don't care about those guys.
Yeah, they're about to go full rebuild.
It's gonna be pretty. All right, last one, guys. Finish out with the free agent quarterback who just got injured last year, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, this is a fun one. Cousins.
Because Atlanta's the favorite right now at -300.
If you're Kirk Cousins, why would you waste time? I mean, I see Atlanta. Okay, I guess they're on the rise a little bit compared to what they were a year ago.
They had a decent defense.
I know. We saw that. Man.
And you got playmakers, kind of, with Drake London, an unknown Kyle Pitts, if he can take off.
Bijan.
Is there.
He needs to replace Russell Wilson and go to the Broncos. What needs to happen?
Yeah. No.
Well, no, here's the thing. The reason I say this, Tanner, the Broncos need to draft a goddamn quarterback in the first round. But Cousins is going to be your Alex Smith.
Yes.
Cousins is going to be the mentor to,
help
that young quarterback.
That everybody keeps talking about is my favorite. I hope the Broncos do this too in the draft. I have to go J.J. McCarthy. Right off the bat, and let's go. I love J.J. McCarthy in the AFC West playing against the Chiefs.
Well, we would, of course. But it'd be what I'm saying, if you're the Broncos different. And you're smart, you draft that quarterback on the first. And because here's the thing, we all want to be the Chiefs, right? What the Chiefs did was they took Patrick Mahomes, purposefully sat him for 1 year behind Alex Smith to get him ready. The Broncos can do the exact same thing. Take J.J. McCarthy, get Kirk Cousins, and you could say it's a 2-year deal, but you can. That means also you can trade him away if things go well or whatever, you know. But I think that would be the expectations. Show the rookie the way things need to be handled when it comes to pre-game game planning.
That'd be the smart way to do it.
The week-to-week, the day-to-day, how to handle your business, because Kirk Cousins is mature and been in the league for a long time, had ups and downs, but he's good enough to win you, I guess, 7 games or 8 games. But that's all you really want right now.
I like the idea of him to the Broncos, but I'm going to go with the Steelers here because they have a roster that's built to win right now, and they haven't really had a quarterback since peak Big Ben. They need a respectable quarterback that they could just throw in there because that roster's
ready to win. You don't think Kenny's it? You don't think Kenny can do it?
I think Kenny sucks.
I don't think. I know he's not the guy.
I think Kenny Pickett sucks.
So, I mean, I like him to go to the Steelers because they, I mean, they're not going to, I don't see them drafting a quarterback. So I think Cousins is the guy for the Steelers. And I've never heard anybody say that. It's always like, oh, the Steelers are going to bring in, oh, they're going to bring in Russell Wilson. No, they're not going to bring in. If they bring
Russell Wilson,
I'm going to put a bullet in my balls because I will feel sorry. You think I feel sorry for the Buffalo Bills right now? Wait till you see them bring. He will put that place up in flames, dude.
Well, that'd be bad.
Yeah, he will put Pittsburgh up in flames.
The quarterback who ran one of the most anemic offenses we've ever seen last year. Yes. Imagine running the Steelers offense, who was also unable to move the ball. This coming year.
With Arthur Smith as your OC.
None of that matters.
You saw what Falcons' offense was, so there's your offense for the Steelers.
They might score 3 points a game on average.
It's going to be rough.
I don't think the personalities match up with Russell Wilson and Mike Tomlin. Can you imagine that? You imagine those two guys butting heads? I mean, Russell Wilson would probably just quit and walk out like
Russell
Antonio
Wilson
Brown.
Have eye to eye with Peyton either.
Sean Payton hated him. Those reports have already come out. He hated that guy.
Well, he didn't need reports. You could see it on the sidelines. So.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Justin Fields, does he stay a Bear? Is he a Bear?
Yeah.
Starts the season?
Yeah, stays a Bear.
I'm getting rid of him. I'm taking the pick. I'm giving up the number one overall pick for draft picks, and I'm giving up Justin Fields for more draft picks.
So you're not drafting Caleb Williams?
Nope. I'll go down, and I'll take Michael Penix Jr., and I will get as many picks for the number one overall pick as I can and for Justin Fields. Got to move on from Justin Fields. It's too late.
Well, I said that last year.
And he could still have.
Lamar signed this big deal.
He could still have a fantastic career, but the Bears have to move off of him.
Only reason I'm not fully giving up is Justin Fields has had an early career, and what I mean by that is age-wise. So he came into the league at 20 years old. He is just... All right, he's 25 now, so I guess he was 21.
I get what you're saying because I'm the same. I believe in the same thing where I don't think Justin Fields is going to get better. I think you're going to see him get more opportunity, but he's not going to get better. Your wins aren't going to be. You're not going to make the playoffs with Justin Fields.
No matter
who team you are.
I think he can get better. It's not going to be with the Bears.
I think you've seen what Justin Fields is at this point. So.
All right, then, man. Well, if we don't have any more, I got one more quick question before we get out of here.
What you got?
Today is the National Frozen Foods Day, so everyone's favorite topic, the National Day of the Day. So National Frozen Foods made me think about just pizza, you know, because we all go to the store and buy frozen shit sometimes. And sometimes, you know, ordering from Domino's and Pizza Hut's not really a great option, so picking up a pizza is a little better. So... not to kill the mood here, but what's your shitty frozen pizza of the day?
Go ahead. Shitty frozen pizza or
well,
good?
One I want it to be good, like but it. Normally they're shitty. So do you have a good one in mind?
Back in the day, I would always do the Totino's because...
Yes, the Tostitos.
They used to be like $1.50 or something like that.
Yeah, $1.50.
They're still pretty cheap.
You buy five or six and you throw it in your freezer and you just heat up.
I was all in on that back in the day, but those were just okay. I didn't really care for them that much.
Are those even still around?
Oh, yeah. I get them at Hardee's.
Are they really?
My store has them.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, but I've got to have real Wisconsin cheese. So I've always gone. I don't want this generic cheese. So I've always wanted DiGiorno.
Yeah, DiGiorno
and Tombstone. DiGiorno and Tombstone, which are basically the same company, have always used real Wisconsin cheese. So, and if I can get the stuffed crust, that's even better, man.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
Those are probably one of the. Those are definitely the top two.
I had a Red Baron the other day. That was pretty good.
Oh, Red Baron.
What's the thing? Like for Red Baron, it's a $4 pizza. It's good size. It's bigger, way bigger than those Totino ones. And so, those are $1.50. Well, these are $4. I mean, that's how much I paid for them. So I mean, it's like that's a pretty good deal, honestly, to me. Red Baron, because I like kind of a thinner crust. I don't like the thick crust. So Red Baron's probably my good value pizza choice, but only because one time I had a DiGiorno, And I had an allergic reaction to some of the
spices
on there.
Yeah.
And just about had to go to the damn hospital. It was that bad. So I just drank a bunch of water, and eventually it went away. But
Twin Peaks 2.0.
That scared me.
Damn.
So I'm weird. Every once in a while I have a weird reaction. My body's ready to die, I guess. But
insane.
Yeah, what's yours?
I'm with you guys. Red Baron, Tombstone, DiGiorno. I mean, I'll go as low as Jack's, for God's sakes. I don't care.
Jack's. I haven't had a Jack's in a while.
As long as it's a pizza and you can cook it and it's has something on it, meat,
something,
or whatever. I don't care. I'm not a picky guy with it.
I used to take the Totino's and just every once in a while just fold it in half and eat it like a taco.
That's what I do. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that.
That's what you do.
I bet. I don't even know what they are now with inflation over the years, but I know used to pay like $1.50.
I don't even see them like you used to. Like you used to have them, like they used to be in the middle freezers, like between the aisles and all that stuff, and you can just pick it up and pick a handful and go.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they have anymore. I don't even recall seeing them anymore.
Well, you and I.
Tenor,
they're there.
My grocery store has a bunch of them. Yeah, they're all sitting there in the freezer.
The three of us have been out of retail for over almost a decade now.
Yeah.
So who knows what the hell they sell in there?
Yeah,
I'll have to look for it next time.
Which our retail store had a lot of good stuff. Yeah. You guys remember the Quest pizzas, like the Quest protein? They have made their own pizza.
I did not know that.
Those didn't last very long, did they?
I bought a few.
Yeah,
I kind of liked them.
I don't think they still make them, do they?
Not that I noticed. If they still do, but. Yeah, the Quest Protein Bar Company, they also made protein pizzas. So I tried a few of them. I didn't mind it. I mean,
not bad.
It wasn't the best thing, but it was fine.
It's like that cauliflower crust pizza, you know?
I can get with some of that cauliflower stuff, though. That didn't bother me at all.
No.
Yeah,
like I said, as long as it's
too picky.
Some kind of
food. You can always spice it up, man. Add some buffalo sauce or something. You hate buffalo sauce, but
did you ever add cheese on top of your Tostinos, on extra cheese at the end?
No,
I don't believe that. He's a cheese guy. I know he would have.
Well, back then, I was just happy with whatever I could get, man. I was a ramen noodle guy. You guys remember that.
Yeah.
I would eat ramen noodles after my workout. I mean, I was perfectly happy with that. So, no, I didn't add cheese to my Totino's.
So that's why you used to come over and eat my noodles.
But if I if I ever do it now, when I fold it in half and make it like a taco, yes. If I ever get it again, I'm going to add extra cheese. In the middle.
Wait, do you just get cheese? You get the combination, the supreme, the pepperoni? What
just
do you
cheese?
Get?
I might actually pour some queso. I might take a jar of queso and just dump it in there and eat it like a taco.
Sausage and combination.
My thing these days is ranch. I love ranch with pizza, and I get the fat-free ranch or light ranch. That way I'm not being a total fat ass. And, you know, it'll save a couple calories. It'll save a couple calories along the way. And I'll dip that shit every bite, man. My dog sits there and looks at me like, "What are you doing, you dumbass? Just get the regular ranch." But, hey, it saves a few calories, man. Over the course of time, maybe it'll work. I don't know.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Anyways, guys, I think that's all we got for the day. I'm looking forward to winning some more sports bets because I had some good ones yesterday. Won $150 on DraftKings yesterday. That was a nice little day.
We got to bring back Easy Money next week.
I know. We got to get it going. Maybe for baseball season we'll get it going. We talked about getting it going. We just haven't done it yet. So
really hard this time of year. NBA,
well,
you don't know
daily
who's
thing.
Out. I know, but NBA, you don't know who's out. NCAA, you know, you don't see the odds really for the Saturday stuff, like unless you're the big games. It's tough.
It's also difficult when you have an alcoholic producer running the show that doesn't even show up three weeks ago.
Dr. Pepper here.
He showed up to his house eventually.
He showed up
to the house. Yeah, he just didn't flip the switch and start the show.
Blame me all you want, dude.
He also set off an alarm somewhere. So
I didn't set the alarm.
Setting off fire alarms.
I didn't.
That's what I was told. I didn't see it happen. So
I didn't do it.
Somebody did. All right, you guys. Well, we're getting out of here then, and we'll be back next week with some hopefully good stuff to talk about.
Free agency updates.
Oh yeah, of course. It's going to be literally free agency day two. By the time we
all
come
over
back
the
around,
place.
So you're going to see our reaction to free agency day one and two, right here on the show, which is going to be big. I guarantee there's going to be lots of awesome stuff that's gone
news
down.
News and all that. Stuff.
Day one and two always have a lot of big signings like go off the board first. It seems like, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that unfolds and probably some trades.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a
you're
potential right. thing. It's going to go down. So
you still sad about Mike Evans and Michael Pittman being gone?
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked Evans here. It would have been cool. It would have been nice. But hey,
same.
He's had a great career with Tampa Bay, and kudos to him for all the 1,000-yard seasons.
That's right.
So, all right, man. With that said, I will see y'all on the next one.
Outro.
See you guys.